Do you need a laptop with a battery?
We'd like to call this meeting of the Twilla County Board of Equalization to order.
Recording in progress.
I would like to call it to order. We'd like to note that today's the 5th of April. All of the board members are present. Bob, Thomas, Tripp, Adner, and Wardle. We also have our management team of Andy Welch and Brittany Lopez here. Nikki Rash is taking care of the minutes for this meeting. We have Scott Rothead here at the table to keep us out of trouble. Pretty much all right. If you looked at the agenda online, it said we were going to choose a new chair. We actually did that in the February 1st meeting, so it was unnecessary. Moving on to number three, we have the minutes of the February 3rd meeting. February 1st meeting. Does anyone consider those?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve those February 1st minutes.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion or comments? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Appears to be unanimous. Agenda item number four, notice of corrections. We have two general classes here. We have some that originate from the assessor's office and others that come from the treasurer's office. We have a list of about 24 from the treasurer's office. Is there any way you'd like to deal with those particularly? It's a mixture of a few small ones where it's more expensive to collect the money than just to write it off. We have some rolling stock issues. We have some exempt entities. We have a piece from the school district and from Twilla City that they're exempt naturally. Have you had a chance to look at them? Are there any specific questions? We've got resources for the treasurer, here for us today. We can grill Mike if you like. He doesn't come that often.
You know, Mike's always online watching us. He's always watching.
So I would accept a motion to take care of the treasurer's corrections.
So moved. Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now moving on to 4B. I passed out a copy of that one. These are the assessor corrections. And there's various issues here. Some of them are some that should have been on the roll because it was inactivated. We've got some BR13 that has to do with secondary dwellings. We've got some that were overassessed and not recognized and were landlocked. We had some that had gone to a BOE appeal and had been granted some moving. Are any of these discussed specifically with Mr. Parkinson? Seeing none, I'd accept a motion to approve as presented.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? It appears to be unanimous. Number five is a kind of a specific issue. We've got Steve Williams and Sherry, is it?
Shelly.
They had a parcel of land down by Grantsville. It's been greenbelt, and in some kind of snafu, they didn't get their renewal in. And now it's been renewed. And the kernel is this. The property has been in greenbelt for a number of years. The purpose and use of the property has not changed. It is still greenbelt use. This board is only empowered to return 4 of the 5 years. So they've still got a substantial penalty for this whole mess. But I think it's a reasonable move to make. I think our assessor is supportive of this idea. So I would accept a motion to approve this.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Appears to be unanimous. And that's our last agenda item. I accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.
Recording stopped.